Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Attack here. A different tack than maybe everybody in the city.
Okay.
Should we just wave the white flag? Should we just say, you know what? You can't fight City Hall. You can't do it. And maybe, just maybe, perhaps, the best thing to do is just say, if you can't beat them, join them. Let me play this Mike Tomlin cut first, and then we will explain. Mr. Mike Tomlin on Mr. Matt Canada.
How would you assess the offense and Matt Canada's job with that?
I'm optimistic about Matt and what he's capable of doing. I acknowledge that we took a step back. There's some obvious, tangible reasons why that occurred, so I'm not going to get into all of that. I'm not going to seek comfort in that. We got to be better. We intend to be, and that's going to require a lot of planning and work, players and coaches.
Okay, people will, and they've already started. They spent pretty much half the day yesterday after he said that just past high noon in the big city, Pittsburgh, PA. After he said that, people said, I can't believe Matt Canada's coming back. Oh my gosh, this sounds like Matt Canada's coming back. Sure sounds like Matt Canada's still going to be the offensive coordinator. I'm there with you, okay? I'm same way with me.
I think we've all got pretty much the same interpretation.
Do you think it benefits us as a show? Me and you and producer Matt and Jim here and there, I guess, after Friday. I don't know what he's retiring.
He's Jim. He does what he wants.
Right. Do you think that we just embrace it? That instead of fighting the inevitable, because it is the inevitable, instead of being miserable for the months of, well, the rest of the month of January, then February, then March, then April, then May, then June, then July, then get to St. Vincent, I think St. Vincent, in August, then through September when they lose a couple games, then August or do you think that we should, as a show, take a different tack and go all in on Matt Canada? Put the Canadian flag on our back and just say, you don't have a friend in this town. You know what? Maybe at least going into next year. Now, I'm not talking about after they end up going 1-4 to start the season. Right. But into this endeavor, into next year, say, you know what? We're going to let bygones be bygones. Pittsburghers generally, they hold a grudge and they watch fireworks better than anybody in this world. But maybe we'll get away from that. Not the fireworks part.
No.
But the grudge part. We'll get away from holding a grudge. How about we give you a clean slate and we say, we'll buy into a little bit of what Mike Tomlin just said there because the quarterback is leaving. Because the offensive line, yeah, it did kind of suck really bad. And maybe deep down, we do think you stink. But there were some extenuating circumstances. Would it behoove us as a show, as a unit, as
Oh, there we go.
As the Fan Morning Show to say, we got your back, Matt Canada, at least into the season. You want to try it?
I guess we
don't have to.
We don't have much. Well, no, I was going to say, we don't have much of a choice as to whether he's going to be here or not. Sounds like he's going to be here.
That's my whole point.
So we can yell and scream and bitch and moan and whine and complain about it.
But that's what everybody's doing, right?
Yeah. And I was surprised. I guess I wasn't surprised, but just how angry people were yesterday afternoon.
So was I, and that's why I bring this up. Like, there's still a human in there. Not that I feel bad for Matt Canada because he's failed a lot of places and gets paid a lot.
Yeah.
But should we try to buy in a little bit? Because here's the thing. Let's say that he brings in another quarterback,
right?
Because they're going to. And let's say that it works a little bit. Doesn't everybody look bad then?
Yeah. I mean, everybody would then have to eat large heapings of crow and say, oh, well, maybe it really was the quarterback that kept him, or the offensive line, or the whatever that kept him from being able to do what he wanted to do.
Because I'm having a hard time with people that are, I'm just, again, I'm talking this out right now.
And I'm thinking it out right
along with
you.
I'm having a hard time with people that say, Ben sucked. He never should have came back. Then in the next breath saying, Matt Canada sucked. Is it truly, can it be both?
Oh, I think it can be both. I think both could have sucked. And I think at times both did. But I think at times both suck too.
But that doesn't. Does he deserve a clean slate? I guess that's the question.
I can't go clean slate and just pretend like my eyes didn't see what they saw this year. But I can do this since we've more or less been told that he's going to be back. Right? I can do this. I can go into it with a more open mind, with a different quarterback at play here than I would if we were talking about bringing Ben back for another year, obviously. Like, I'm not going to spend all offseason, let me put it this way, I'm not going to spend all offseason whining and moaning and complaining about, well, Matt Canada's the offensive coordinator, so nothing good is going to happen on that side of the ball. One in particular. His name's Andrew. I love him to death, but that's going to be the kvetching from Andrew daily between now and game one next September. And a lot of people, not just him. I'm not going to sit here and spend the entire offseason bemoaning the return of Matt Canada. Now, I will reserve the right to still complain about job that he did. So I'm not going completely clean slate, but I'll go this far with you. I will say, you know what? He's coming back. Let's see what he does with a different quarterback.
That's where I am with it. I'm going to embrace it, and I'm going to say I'm willing to go into next year and say, you apparently have a reputation. Well, now that you're able to pick the ingredients, show me what you do.
Yeah.
Show me what you do. I'm willing to buy that last year was broken because you weren't able to do the things you wanted to do because of number 7.
And an offensive line, too.
Yes.
That is improved. You know, go out and sign a free agent or two and draft a young offensive lineman high if that opportunity presents itself. Do all that, and I'll go and I'll come back into it with a feeling of, okay, last year sucked, but since you're coming back, and we don't have much of a choice in that, you know, much sway in that decision. I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that it can't get worse and it's got to improve from here.
Do I think he sucks? Probably. I'm leaning towards that. I think he's probably not a good offensive coordinator at the NFL level. But I can also in the same breath say, show it to me that prove me wrong.
Right.
As opposed to just saying, because again, it is going to be the easy knee-jerk thought and pervasive thought around town. It is going to be, I can't believe this guy's back. There's no reason he should be back. You should send him out the door. I hate the Steelers. I can't even believe it. Every time he talked, get this guy off my television. I'm willing to give him a bit of an audience until he shows me with all his own people that he indeed sucks.
Yeah. And again, we don't have much of a choice. So we're going to roll forward with, they're going to roll forward with him as the OC. So
next year's his true trial run, and it's a short leash, but it's his true trial run. I'm ready to give him that.
Yes, begrudgingly, yes. Yeah. I wish I could go clean slate, drape myself in the Canadian flag, and hold my hand over my heart for the anthem that Matt just played, but I can't get that far. Mm-hmm.
What I can't do, though, is, like, I do think there's some sensationalism at play, and I do think, though, that there's some, look at me, listen to my show, get on board with my opinion. It's so bombastic that the guy's the worst offensive coordinator in the history of the world. I think that there's some of that at play around town right now.
Sure. I mean, it's the easy way to go. Everything was terrible and awful because of this one guy, especially when you don't necessarily want to go in on the quarterback.
In the celebration of Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Canada could not have come into this town and taken down a cult hero. He could not have said, he would have been just absolute. And look, I'm not here to defend the guy, but could you imagine in week 8 or week 11, if he would have, or 10, or during a celebration on Monday Night Football, if he would have said, you know, my hands were kind of tied this year because the guy that we're having celebrations for, he can't throw it down the middle of the field 16 yards.
He did have to come into this season knowing he was going to wear one somehow.
Right.
You know, whether it was the quarterback not doing what he wanted him to do, whether the quarterback be the quarterback wasn't able to do what he wanted him to do or whatever it was. He had to know that the entire organization knew that they were all subservient to honoring Ben's legacy this year, that that's what this season was about.
Yeah, and I wonder if that's why they're so quick to give him this second year. The first year was kind of like, hey, the understand. However this goes, right. This goes. It's about Ben, and man, you're safe.
Next year, yes. You'll get to decide what, you know, you'll get to implement your full system with a quarterback that you feel confident.
Can I hear a little
in.
More of that? Do you still have that O Canada up a little bit? Is that the best or the worst national anthem?
Best.
Because we're not allowed to play in the middle anywhere on Sports Talk Radio.
No, it's the best.
I think it's pretty darn good.
Yeah. Especially when you're in Quebec and they do half of it in French.
I like whenever
I have no idea what they're saying. Well, I mean, I kind
of
know what they're saying.
I probably won't watch much of the Olympics, but I do like when they play like some of those old school Eastern European driving anthems. Oh, yes. They're just really hard, all real hard organ music that just, and then people stand there as if like, if I don't stand at attention here,
yes, I will go
kidnapped.
To the gulag when I get home.
right. Those, I do like O Canada, but the hard driving.
They all sound the same.
They
though.
Do.
Every Eastern Bloc anthem sounds, and they're probably all derivative of like some Russian or Soviet national anthem.
It all sounds like, okay, turn around your shoulder. Here comes an army walking towards you.
You just picture the troops marching through Red Square.
Yes, I do. I do like the anthems. That's part of the Olympics that I'm. Will you watch any of the Olympics? I won't. Is it on now?
Bit.
Is it started?
No,
ice dancing? I don't know.
Doesn't
what's
start
on.
For a couple weeks. February 3rd, I think.
Bobsleigh. I don't know what's on.
Yeah, I'll check it out if it's on. I mean, I won't go out of my way to try to find it, but if I run across it, I'll watch it.
Mm-hmm. All right. 412-928-9370. Someone asked, define a successful year for Matt Canada. What are you guys expecting, or should you expect to feel good about blindly jumping on board? I expect to see a lot of growth on offense, and I expect to see, dare I say, a winning season and a trip to the playoffs and a quarterback that looks like it. I expect to see what I saw from Pitt's offense a few years ago. I want to see that.
Okay.
That's what I want to see. That's success for me.
That's a fairly lofty expectation.
But it's there.
But that's if next year is the year, then that's the year. He's got to get it done. And there's no more excuses about it. Once the line is rebuilt a little bit more, there's no more excuses about the quarterback or the line.
And I expect to see an offense like I see when I turn on the playoff games. The quarterback moving around, the quarterback throwing on the run, and dynamic things happening.
Right.
That's what I want to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.